Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Assalamualaikum, peace and blessings to you all. If you're watching me live, hello, Ramadan Kareem to you. If you're celebrating or you're observing the holy month of Ramadan, let me know in the comments. So you can actually say Ramadan Mubarak or Ramadan Kareem. Those are two good sayings, are perfectly acceptable and understood by Muslims around the world. Which one do you prefer? Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem? Selamat berpuasa. Right, so hello there. Assalamu alaikum. I'm Azima from EnglishMatters.com. Today we are doing 10 idioms with the word head. And I'm going to give you tips for remembering idioms and using them correctly. Let's do this, everybody. But before I begin, I just want to tell you that there are thousands of idioms in the English language. You are not expected to know all thousand, you know, all of them, all of the idioms, but it's good enough that you select ones that are useful in your situation, right? So you don't have to memorize all, but it's great to know them. So what are idioms? I'll talk more about that after. I invite you to become an email subscriber if you haven't yet to get weekly lessons, special offers and course updates. You can go to myenglishmatters.com to subscribe. All right, now let's do it. So what is an idiom? So an idiom is a phrase or expression that has a particular meaning that is different from the literal meaning of its individual words. So for example, this idiom, head over heels in love, it means madly in love, right? Head over heels. I think we all know that. That's pretty common. It doesn't mean that this person stumbles or trips, right, over himself because he's in love. But that idiom, head over heels, it means that you're madly in love. So I'm going to go through 10 of these idioms that include the word head today. Right. Now, learning idioms helps learners understand native and proficient speakers better because idiomatic expressions are commonly used in both casual and formal conversations. So it's good to learn some idioms. Idioms can provide creative ways to express feelings and emotions. It will enrich your language. All right. So let's begin. 10 idioms with the word head. And I'm going to help you guess the meaning of these idioms by telling you that all you have to do is think of the word head as a metaphorical representation of the mind or the act of thinking. So it's the act of thinking. When you think of head, think of the act of thinking. It also helps for you to just think of it as representing thoughts, actions, and emotions within the mind. So that's how you can visualize the idioms. So our first one is above or over somebody's head. So this means that it is too difficult to understand, when something is too difficult to understand. So imagine something so difficult that the thing is floating above your head, and so you can't reach it to understand. So for example, you're attending a meeting and the presenter is using technical words. So you can say that the technical jargon in the meeting went completely over my head. It's just, I couldn't understand what the speaker was saying. Or the scientific explanation was way above my head. You can say that above my head or over my head. You're not absorbing it. You're not able to reach it to understand. So above or over somebody's head. It's a good one to use. This one is my favorite. Off the top of my head. Off the top of my head. Look at that. This is when you say or do something without thinking too much about it or without any prior planning. So it involves speaking without much thought or preparation. So you're not really referring or consulting any sources. It's just off the top of your head. Okay. It might be spontaneous, right? So for example, during a presentation, you have to give a figure, right? Facts or something. So you can say, I'm sorry, I can't give you a precise figure off the top of my head, but I'll follow up with you after the presentation. So that's a good one, off the top of my head. Or I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but off the top of my head, I would estimate that it's around 50%. So off the top of my head, I'm just providing you this information spontaneously. So how to spell off the top of my head, O-double-F, right? Not O-F, O-double-F, and then the top of my head, okay? Wrap my head around is our third idiom. So what does it mean, wrap my head around? Well, it involves understanding or comprehending something that is complex or difficult to understand. So you have to imagine that you're mentally processing something and you want to accept the information or the situation in the mind, but it's hard to do. Here's an example. I can't wrap my head around the decision to stop the aid. It doesn't make sense. Wrap my head around. I can't understand it fully. What is going on? Or I need some time to wrap my head around the client's feedback before we discuss revisions. So this is about having difficulty to understand or comprehend something. Okay. You might think, is it similar to above or over somebody's head? Well, above or over somebody's head is something that's too difficult to understand, right? But this one is about you trying to understand and processing it. Okay. Number four, can't make head or tail of something, or can't make head nor tail of something. When something is so confusing that you can't understand any part of it. Now, for this one, imagine that you have read something many times and you still can't understand the flow of it. You can say, oh, I've read this manual 3 times, but I still can't make head nor tail of it. Or perhaps you're listening to an explanation many times, but you still don't understand. So you can say, I've listened to the explanation many times, but I still can't make heads or tails of it. So you can use head or tail or heads or tails with an S. You can just imagine head to mean the beginning, tail to mean the end. So you can't understand the beginning nor the end. Number five. Now, when you look at this idiom, banging your head against a brick wall, what do you imagine the feeling is when you bang your head against a brick wall? Usually, you would say this to express frustration. You're not literally banging your head against a brick wall. That is dangerous. That's violent. So don't do that. But basically, you are trying to express that something isn't working. You've tried for a long time to achieve something, but without much success. Here's an example. I realized they weren't even listening to our protests. We were just banging our heads against the wall out of frustration. You know, it's going nowhere. This is kind of, it's informal. It's mainly British way of expressing this frustration. It's mainly British. Okay. It's a good one. Here's another example. Continuing with this inefficient process is like banging our heads against the wall. Okay. So you feel this frustration, you feel this anger because you're trying so hard to solve something, to do something, but there's no progress. So lots of emotions there, right? It's confusion, anger so far. All right, now let's go to a more positive emotion. Keep your head. Keep your head. Keep your head is an idiom to mean to stay calm and rational in difficult or stressful situations. So, for example, in the holy month of Ramadan, it's important that we keep our heads focused on acts of kindness and charity. To stay calm, to stay rational, to not overreact, to not be emotional. In times of crisis, it's important to keep your head and think logically. Keep your head. So that's a positive emotion to have, to keep your head. Here, this is like sort of the opposite one, the opposite of keeping your head, which is to bite somebody's head off or snap somebody's head off, right? So you can use bite or snap. This is to speak to someone angrily with no good reason. Right, it's like you're a dog, or you're just biting somebody's head off. Or dogs don't bite people's head off, but you know what I mean. It's kind of violent. So to snap at somebody, you're just speaking to someone angrily without any reason. So here's an example. I was just trying to clarify the instructions. There's no need to bite my head off. It's a good one. I just asked a simple question. No need to snap my head off. Right? No need to overreact. Number 8, head to head. Okay, head to head is something that you can use when you are talking about dealing with somebody in a direct and determined way, especially in a competition. So normally involves two individuals or groups or teams or entities, two parties, right? You can use this in sports, business, debates, and other competitive contexts, all right? Let's take a look at this example. The two teams will go head-to-head in the championship match tomorrow. Our company's products are going head-to-head with the competition in the market. Okay, it's a good one, head-to-head. Number 9, get your head down. So get your head down. What does it mean? This means that you need to focus and work hard on something. So I need to get my head down and finish this assignment. Or we have a tight deadline, so let's all get our heads down and focus on the task at hand. So you just imagine yourself focusing so hard that you have to focus and put your thoughts represented by your head into the task. And so it's in your head, so you have to get your head down to focus. It's a good one. The last idiom is put your heads together, or put their heads together, put your head together. This is when people work together to solve a problem or come up with ideas. So imagine that everyone's thoughts coming together to work on a problem or an idea, right? Let's put our heads together and come up with a solution. That's a good one. Okay. Right. So I do want to mention that you shouldn't be overusing or misusing idioms, because I told you earlier on, I said there are thousands of idioms. You can't possibly memorize them all, and you shouldn't be using idioms in every single sentence. Otherwise, it will sound unnatural and forced. So here's an example of somebody using idioms excessively with the word head here. Yesterday's interview didn't go well, so I need time to clear my head and wrap my head around a few things. I'm trying to keep my head held high despite feeling like I am in over my head. Okay, that. Too many idioms, number one, and too many idioms with the word head as well. So this is too much. It's unnatural and you shouldn't speak like this or write like this or communicate like this. This causes confusion. It just makes you sound a little bit strange. So here's a better way to speak or communicate. Just keep one or two idioms, that's fine. For example, yesterday's interview didn't go well, so I need some time to clear my head. We'll use that one. I'm trying to stay positive, even though I feel like I am in over my head. That's fine. You can use in over my head and clear my head. Two idioms, that's fine. But three or four or five, too much, right? So this is better. So clear my head, what does it mean? It means to process what happened and feeling in over my head, to feel like things are in over my head, it means that you feel overwhelmed. Okay, so use idioms sparingly, meaning that in small amounts and only when they fit naturally into the context of what you're saying. This ensures that your speech remains clear and easily understood by others. So if you want to learn more idioms, yes, use idioms that people use. Start with that. Pay attention to how the idioms are used, in what situation, and then you can learn more as you get better at the language. If you don't understand what an idiom means, so you can just ask for clarification when you don't understand an idiom, when someone else has used that. So don't be afraid to ask when you don't understand. So that is it as far as idioms are concerned in today's lesson. And if you want more, you can become an email subscriber to get weekly lessons, special offers, and course updates. You can go to myenglishmatters.com to become an email subscriber. And you get this course for free, Speaking with Confidence. That's free training that we send to you through email. So with that, thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you in the next lesson. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.